Andrew Gu have it on KHUM. We continue on our one-on-one candidate interviews. This will be our last one for the week. Right now, we're going to be talking with Virginia Bass, who is the 4th District Supervisor running for re-election. Thanks for coming in.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's always beautiful out here.
It's a beautiful day, that is for sure. So you are the incumbent. You're running for re-election. We know that you are the supervisor, but how about a little bit of background on who you are as a person or what you did before this?
All right. Well, lived in Humboldt County my entire life. Local schools, graduated from Humboldt State. With a degree in business administration while raising a family and working full-time. I think that's where I got a lot of my perseverance from. Worked in my family business, OHS Townhouse, for over 31 years, and a lot of people who see me still recognize me as their server or their bartender. I think it was a great opportunity. You know, customer service is so much like public service. So it was a great training ground. Been involved in the community through business groups, civic organizations, community service groups, my kids' school groups, charities, extremely involved in the community. And that's kind of what led me to my interest in taking that further into the political world, I guess you'd say.
All right. So you've been supervisor now for almost a whole term. What would be your proudest moment, your proudest personal moment as a supervisor and your accomplishments?
I'm going to give you two. Proudest moment, I think, happened last week when we did the McKay track. I think that was one of those, it's a leap of faith, but sometimes you have to take that leap of faith in order to do something great for the community. And so I think that was a proud moment because the entire board, sometimes we're known for, you know, whatever squabbles people think are happening, but we've really pulled together, and I think that's going to be wonderful for the community. My proudest accomplishment in the years I've been there would have to be I've brought a successful collaboration between something I saw that was missing, let's go back to this, was collaboration between the city and the county. When I was at the city, I really felt that we were working at odds with the county, and you can get so much more done when you work together. And so one of my proudest accomplishments is being able to pull together folks from the city of Eureka and the county of Humboldt, the Harbor District now, the schools, the fire department, and have worked together in collaboration to make some great things happen. The Harbor District, as you know, is doing a wonderful, you know, they're doing amazing things, but they couldn't be doing what they're doing without the help of the county. And it's just so important we're on the same page. And so to me, that's been very exciting to actually see jobs come out of that and other accomplishments. So that's my proudest accomplishment.
Okay.
Thanks for asking, though.
Sure. So if reelected, what would your top priorities be to take on?
I think jobs is still number one on people's list. Right now, actually, unemployment is down, and we have added jobs on hold. But we need to bring more of the good-paying jobs. Been in talks with a lot of folks. There's exciting things happening on the peninsula. So focus on jobs. Something I think needs to be done is a bay-wide inventory of the land that's out in the on the peninsula and in the bay. We've got a lot of land that's industrial dependent or coastal industrial dependent that we might have too much of that saved versus general industrial. I think we need to look, though, however, as the entire bay area and find out where is it that we want to be available for businesses and industry, pre-permit those properties, do the pre-zoning, and make it some more businesses that are appropriate for our community can come in and create those jobs. So I guess jobs is the biggest focus. The homeless, obviously, I've been working with a group. We meet every week, and I think we're making some real strides, again, with the city of Eureka. I think we need to see some obvious changes so the community starts to understand that there is work happening. And you know, just keeping Humboldt County a great place to live. I've lived here all my life, and there's just so much to do still, though.
So your challenger is Chris Kerrigan. How do you differentiate yourself between you and your challenger?
Well, I've had the opportunity, you know, to work with Chris when he was on the city council. And so in that respect, we both have that in common. I do believe county government is different. In fact, when I came on board, I thought I knew an awful lot about government, and it was like drinking from a fire hose. Learned that there's a lot more to know. Other differences, you know, I've got the perspective of the business community, having been involved in the family business for over 31 years. I'm solution-oriented. I believe the way to get answers is to bring people together. Policy is definitely important, but I think getting down in the trenches and make something happen is, you know, what really gets things done. I've been constantly involved in the community, you know, for over 31 years. I paid property taxes. That's a bit of a difference. You know, it's one of those things, every time those bills come, you go, oh my gosh, this again. But that's what provides the services to the community. You know, I think that's, I know you're trying to ask a lot of questions. So I think those are some of the top, you know, differences. And I've just never felt the desire to leave Humboldt County. I have stick-to-itiveness, and I keep plugging and I make things happen.
So, of course, the general plan update is something that that you guys have been working on for some time. The Planning Commission had a controversial role in the general plan update recently. Now, each supervisor gets to appoint a member of the Planning Commission. So explain your appointment to the Planning Commission and why that person was best for the job.
All right. Well, let me take you back to my first appointment, Linda Desir, when I came on board in 2011. Linda represented the development community. When I ran back in 2010, you know, I made it clear that I wanted to see an opportunity for it to be easier for people to move projects forward. So at the time, that caused a little bit of a stir. I bet over time, people saw her as someone who may have had the development perspective, but was able to bring a balanced conversation and respected her. When she left, I was looking for someone who had a similar perspective, but with Mr. McKinney, there was also an experience level that Linda didn't have. His 26 years on the Humboldt Community Services District and his 3 terms on LAFCO, not only, you know, as a someone who tries to do projects, I thought made him uniquely qualified, you know, for the position. And all the commissioners, all 7 of them, or whoever's sitting up there, they all have the experience, the knowledge, and the passion. And I think that's part of what brings the controversial subjects forward every once in a while, because differences of opinion. But the final decision rests with the board. And that's I think, what sometimes people, when there's talk of controversy, don't realize that, you know, it really rests in our lap. And when the decision's made, you know, we take all that into account.
So you mentioned the McKay track. That was a wonderful moment. I think all of us agree with that. Now, it's no secret that I'm a trail advocate. I have a weekly show that espouses trails. What will you do as a supervisor to make a regional trail system a reality here in Humboldt County?
Well, I think the McKay track was a great addition.
Great start.
But that's more, I guess you wouldn't even consider that regional. That's a nice big area where there's going to be
more recreational.
Right. I think urban connectivity is hugely important in this community. You'll probably remember back when I was at the City of Eureka, I was involved all 10 years with the trails project that was happening there. I was in the group convincing Target that a trail was a good idea. I was involved in the Hikshari Trail and points in between. So I understand, you know, commitment to trails. I also understand I think it's a difference of opinion, and it's maybe just word usage is what I really think is communication, because we do have a lot of language in the general plan currently in the circulation element that really refers to trails and some very specific locations for those to be. Can some of that language, you know, should it be back? It'll be really interesting, let's say, when the conversation comes to the board, because I believe all of us want to see an emphasis on trails and creating that regional trail system. And while there's good planning and circulation, and we've got the countywide transportation plan that's going to be brought forward, we need to be sensitive that everybody's needs are met. And I'm thinking perhaps bringing the ad hoc group back together that we had help us through part of the general plan may be able to facilitate that conversation. So I'm prepared as a supervisor to make it a priority. I think the Bay Trail plan and the money that just came forward to that for the environmental permitting is, you know, like the first great step in that, moving that forward. And, you know, I just will encourage trails as much. We need more funding, but we need to clear the conversation and make sure we're all talking about the same thing.
Very good. So who is endorsing your campaign?
Well, I've got lots of endorsers. Congressman Huffman Ann Thompson, Sheriff Downey, former Supervisor Jimmy Smith, former Arcata Mayor Mark Wheatley, and Connie Stewart, several labor organizations. But I think what's most important are the over 700 local community members, most of which live in the 4th District, that have signed on to endorse my campaign. My largest supporter financially has been the Humboldt Deputy Sheriff's Organization, and I'm very proud of their support. And of course, my mother's very supportive, you know.
I would hope
which,
so.
Yeah, well, yeah, me too. And she doesn't even live in the 4th District, though. You know, she's one of the outliers.
Fantastic. Now, you have got, I think you probably have more lawn signs than every candidate running in Humboldt County for everything put together. You've really got the lawn sign.
I know Maggie's
covered.
Doing pretty good.
Yeah, she's doing pretty good too. So that is expensive. Let's talk a little bit about I guess the money behind the campaign. You mentioned some of the donors. Who are the big donors?
Well, first let's go back. Half those lawn signs were recycled from last time. Let's just make that perfectly clear. I've been keeping them for 4 years. I have over 400 donors, and there's a lot of business individuals, there's some property owners, there's labor organizations, there's family, you're talking about the larger ones, there's teachers, there's retirees. I think the amount of the smaller donations far outweighs, you know, the number of people who do the larger donations. I do find it interesting that there's so much conversation about cost of campaigns this season when, you know, it really started back in 2004 where local elections became a different animal. And I think some of that, you know, there's all sorts of reasons for that. But there wasn't that much talk about, you know, big donors when people were getting $10,000 and $20,000 donations. And I just find it kind of interesting.
Yeah, I think finally the public is caught up with that.
You know, I think if we sat down, it'd probably take us a while to figure it all out, and hopefully it stabilizes. And I think, you know, the board did talk about the campaign finance reform, and I believe we all think it's important to move it forward. Unfortunately, when the discussion came up, it was a big, you know, a little big to, get moving in a quick fashion. I think it makes more sense to do it after an election where people aren't so focused and can actually sit back and go, you know, how do we rein this in and make it more reasonable?
Okay. Yeah. All right. So before we run out of time, I'll give you the last minute to wrap up our interview and say what you want to say.
Well, thank you for having me out here. I'm sorry I only get to see you once every 4 years.
Or when we jump in the bay.
There, yeah. Well, we can't talk then. Our teeth are chattering. But I would say, you know, there's a lot of discussion. I think there's a lot of misperception on what's actually happening with the general plan. And people are welcome to call me. 499-5000 is my number. We're very supportive of preservation of open space. And what I'd say is, you know, while someone might disagree with a decision I make, I don't think anybody can deny what my commitment to this community has been. And I bring that commitment to me, with me to work every day. And I want to be here. This is my forever home. So, and yours too, I think. So thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thanks for coming in and talking with us. Yep. All righty. Virginia Bass. She is the incumbent for the 4th District running for re-election. And that wraps up our one-on-one interviews for the week. This will be posted up at khum.com. And tonight you'll be able to take a look at this and see how it actually looked on Humboldt Access. Access is it Humboldt Access or Access Humboldt?
Access Humboldt.
Access Humboldt. I always get mixed up. Yes. Anyway, Channel 11. So go ahead and check that out.